The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Stuart Beasley, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Mark Slater in the studio. It's Leicester and Windsor domestically. There's also a good card over in Ireland at the Curragh featuring the Phoenix Stakes, which is a Group 1 contest. There's also the Phoenix Sprint Stakes, which is a Group 3 on their card as well. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thanks, Mark.
Good. Another good weekend this week, mate.
Yes, certainly is. Some really cracking competitive stuff over the whole weekend.
Yes. Possibly the biggest race of the weekend is the Phoenix Stakes, Mick, and that comes up at the Curragh on Sunday. We've got betting on site as well, and Anthem Alexander is the 6-4 market leader. Cool Company is 11-4, 11-2 for Beach Bell, 8-1 for Dick Whittington and the Great War, and then 10s or bigger prices the rest. So Anthem Alexander's pretty short at the top of the betting.
She is short, considering that if we get the rain that's forecast to hit Ireland on its way over towards from the Mid-Atlantic, that will not suit Anthem Alexander. It'll suit others better. Mm. And I love her to death. And as you know, I napped her and backed her in the Queen Mary. But I just worry about her in this ground over the extra furlongs against the colts.
Yeah.
And
would be a concern, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Definitely.
Would you say similar things about Cool Company? I know he won on good to soft.
Well, Richard Hughes, in his column on the Racing Post on Saturday, he seemed to think that the rain's going to suit. I'll quote him. He says, "I hear a big storm is moving across the Atlantic, and I'll be doing my best rain dance that it hits Ireland before tomorrow afternoon. The softer the ground, the better for Cool Company."
Right.
And he goes on to say what we're worrying about, that it won't suit Anthem Alexander. He's a real globetrotter, isn't he? Already a course and distance winner in the Curragh, because he won in Maison Lafitte last time. He's a horse who's not fazed by travelling. And if that's the case, I think he's very much the one that they've got to beat, Cool Company, if they do get that rain that's forecast.
Okay. Beach Bell is one that won't mind the cutting the ground. She's raced twice so far, and both of them have been with cutting the ground, won both occasions. This is a step up, though.
Yeah, step up in class. She's a course winner here, which give her a bit of course knowledge, but it's not going to be easy for her against a Royal Ascot winner of her own sex and, you know, good colts as well.
Mm.
On only her third start, she'll find this a different ball game. She'd have to be exceptional, I think, to win that.
Okay. So how would you play at the moment, mate?
I'd wait and see what the weather does. And if it comes up very soft, I'd be with Cool Company. If they're at ground anywhere near good, it'd be a great race between the two, and I'd ditch them.
Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah. Okay, well, that's a big race to look forward to in Ireland. Anything else caught your eye before we move on to the domestic stuff?
Yeah, just good to see Marek back from his enforced break in the Phoenix Sprint, the Group 3 on the same card. He's got the penalty, so it means he's giving weight to the field. But it's not the strongest Phoenix Sprint that we've seen. Of course, won last year by the mighty Slade. Power is absent this year. And I would be surprised if Marek doesn't make them all go.
Okay.
The trainer's making good noises about him. So,
yeah,
good to see him back on the track. And rumblings in the jungle about all the extra fixtures being allocated to the artificial surfaces, Mark. That's not going to suit the purists, is it? But I'm afraid it's a sign of the times, isn't it? They're not going to throw all that money at Chelmsford racetrack and race eight times a year, are they? So,
no. And
with turf tracks closing down like Warwick and Newcastle, the fixtures got to go somewhere.
Yeah. It's just, it's just the way it goes, isn't it? I mean, all weather does a big job now, doesn't it?
So, of course it does. It's just part of the fabric now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we've just got to live with it.
Okay. Let's move on to Sunday's action domestically then. Mick's picked out three races for us at Leicester, and we'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, off we go to Leicester for Sunday stuff, and the first race that Mick has picked out is the 3 o'clock, and this is a class 4 handicap for 3-year-olds and older over the extended mile and 1 furlong, nearly a mile and a quarter. 9 of them in the lineup here. Mick, where do you want to start?
Yeah, we'll go down them in race card order, Mark. The selection is going to be Monsieur Rusek, trained by the informer Johnny Portman. Tom Quilly taking the ride. He won a couple of races for the stable last summer, and he's gone a step forward with each of his three starts this time around. Second in a handicap over a mile and a half here last month. Steps back in trip by 2 furlongs here, but that's not a problem for him. He was nudged up a pound for that back to form second of five behind Dolphin Village here over 12 furlongs last time. Doesn't have any wins in the 80s, and his mark's nudged up now to 82, but he is effective at this trip, and with the stable in good form, he does look to have a big chance, and I think he looks to me to be going forward like most of his stable companions. Artful Prince deserves a change of luck, but still £6 higher than the last win, and all his handicap wins last year, we had a great year. We're all in class 6 and here he is in class 4. But, having said that, he has gone close in the class 4 handicap, and he looks as though this mark may not be beyond him at some stage. Maybe not on Sunday at Leicester, but maybe sometime in the future. And the other one is Gothic, who's trained by Sir Michael Stout, Ryan Moore in the saddle. He started handicapping off a stiff mark, I thought, and it is telling on him. And despite 4 defeats, he's only been eased a pound.
Yeah.
So I think he's definitely worth a try against his elders. He's competed exclusively in 3-year-old handicaps against his own age group. And having a try against his elders with the £9 weight for age might help him. We'll see. I wouldn't be sort of backing him. The money always comes for him. He's a bit beaten favourite again last time, one of those sort of horses. But it's well worth a try against his elders. But I'm going to stay with Monsieur Rusek from the Inform Portman Yard.
OK, Monsieur Rusek then in the 3 o'clock at Leicester. Moving on to the 3:30 next, and this is a Class 3 handicap for 3-year-olds over the extended 5 furlongs. And I suppose Dinner at Midnight is probably going to attract a bit of attention. Mick won 2 of his 3 starts, both of them over 6 furlong, over 5 furlongs, sorry. And Ryan Moore's an interesting bookie. Or
yeah,
a good bookie.
For Rafe Beckett, yeah. Hard to assess whether 85 is OK or not.
Yeah.
Went straight from a weak Warwick Maiden into a competitive Class 3 handicap at York. Did disappoint a bit that day, and it never really got competitive. Just his lack of experience. It was a big ask. It was one of them hurly-burly jobs that, you know, the real old sluggers, 40-ounce, the experienced horses, not veterans, but you know what I mean, the experienced horses, 40s out. And it all happened too quick. Back on track on the poly track at Lingfield last time. Up a class from class 4 to class 3, and this is tougher. So even the presence of Moore on his back, and he did go forward last time, admittedly, I do think he's going to have to take another step forward if he's going to win this off 85.
Okay.
It's a cracking race, this. I'm loath to rule anything out. I've had to sort of put 4 on the shortlist. I'll go with this, give you the selection first. And that's Boy in the Bar, trained by David Barron, Rob Winston in the saddle. Only having his seventh start, and he's improved £10 in his handicap mark already in 2014. Found the refitting of the blinkers beneficial 2 outings ago when a ready winner at Ponty in June. Then went back there to run into Compton Park, who franked the form with a decisive win next time out.
Yep.
Went up £4 further for that second, but with the winner giving the form a boost, that was probably fair enough, and he looks progressive and the one to beat. Basil Berry, smashing horse, Basil Berry. You just have a look through his career record. Never runs a bad race. Up £2 for that York second, where he was nailed on the line in the apprentice race at York. And it does mean a career best is required. But he started this year off a mark of 64 and he's now got a mark of 86. That shows you how much improvement Chris Dwyer has been able to coax out of him. He's booked the excellent Conor Beasley to take off three. He continues his improvement, went close in class two outings ago, and very much respected each way banker, I would say, on the pro market, Basilberry. Foxy Clarets just couldn't quite land the hat-trick at Newmarket in a very, very tough contest. Only beaten four lengths, though, under the penalty. Did carry his penalty for his Ponty win to success at Haydock. And I think this is easier. And there's another one with solid claims back down in grade from Class 3 to Class 2. Foxy Clarets, another one who's not out of it. And we've already mentioned Dinner at Midnight. There's also Major Jack from the Roger Charlton stable. He's booked Ushin Murphy, half-brother to Trader Jack, and closely related to Al-Kazim. Mm-hmm. And he's been steadily progressive, landed the odds on the poly track, and then I thought ran well on his handicap debut as well. So another one to consider, a toughie, but I'm going for Boy in the Bar.
Okay, Boy in the Bar, then the selection in the 3:30 at Leicester. Moving on to the 4 o'clock next, and this is a Class 5 handicap for three-year-olds again over the extended 5 furlongs. 10 of them go to post for this one. Mick, which ones do you like here?
Well, I think the top one's going to win this, Cast Orienta, a daughter of Orienta for George Baker, Pat Cosgrave, taking the start. Only her fourth turf start. She won her maiden at Lingfield in February, but it showed vast improvement when runner-up last twice, including over this course and distance last time out, and finishing second of 10 to Sleepwalk. Definitely going the right way, and the one to beat. Others to consider, well, if you like, Bold Spirit, they're going with the blinkers on him, but he's a monkey, isn't he? Just so frustrating to follow. The money invariably comes for him, but seems to manufacture new ways to get beaten every time we see him. Maybe the blinkers will work the oracle, but it's too risky for me. And a better bet might be, a chancy one might be Three Pips, who's coming back from 179 days off, but he has got form fresh. And the fitting of first-time blinkers by Ed McMahon suggests that they mean business first time out after this break. This is only his second turf start, ran abysmally on debut on his first, but has improved out of all recognition on that, on the polytrack since. Every reason to expect that improvement back on turf. Three Pips might reward support each way at a nice price, but I'm expecting Castorienta to win it.
Okay, Castorienta the selection in the 4 o'clock. Then let's just have a quick summary, Mick, if you'll spin us through your picks one more time.
Yeah, okay. In the 3 o'clock at Leicester, Monsieur Risek looks as though he's knocking on the door, and the informed Johnny Portman and has booked Tom Quilly to do the steering. The 3:30 at Leicester, Boy in the Bar, definitely going the right way. Only his seventh turf start, and he's improved almost a stone already this year. This looks a good opportunity for him in a very tough race, though. And in the 4 o'clock at Leicester, another three-year-old's only contest, Castorienta certainly deserves a change of luck on only her fourth turf start.
Okay, good stuff, Mick. Thank you very much. Enjoy it on Sunday.
I will do, Mark. Thank you.
There you go, the thoughts of Mick Norton on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. with Stuart Beasley, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Mark Slater in the studio. It's Leicester and Windsor domestically. We have racing over in Ireland in the Curragh as well. Good card there featuring the Group 1 Phoenix Stakes and the Group 3 Phoenix Sprint Stakes. So plenty of good racing to look forward to in the UK and Ireland on Sunday. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.